Good morning. It is hump day. It's hump day. Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. This month is going by insanely fast. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. Oh, that's so cute. Manatee Appreciation Day seeks to raise awareness about the herbivorous. Is that how you say that? Herbivorous? Sea cows. I love that description. They are totally sea cows. They are aquatic mammals that mostly eat plants. Their peaceful behavior combined with their long, robust bodies earn them the nickname sea cow. I'm sure I've heard that before. There are three species of manatees. Amazonian. Ooh, I identify with that. West African and West Indian. This day encourages learning more about manatees and how we can protect them from habitat loss, which is a problem. Give some manatee some love today. One of my girlfriends just traveled to Florida like 2 weeks ago and for her birthday. And she sent me the cutest video where she was like going in and out of water in Florida with manatees. She swam with manatees. So that's extra fun. I'm going to have to text her today and be like, nice. I'll tell her about the sea cows. Anyway. Happy hump day. Yesterday, I spent a good chunk of the day writing and getting some script things together to work on. So I'm going to work on that today. According to this calendar, it's the Bachelor finale. Don't judge me too hard, but I used to be horribly addicted to The Bachelor. I watched a ton of the seasons. Don't ask me to name things because I forget people's names. I do remember Juan Pablo was like the worst bachelor in history. But there's something about sexy people being batshit crazy and the sexual tension. And I always wanted like a bachelorette season where they're all lesbians. And I'm just imagining, oh God, it's just so good in my head. But I don't know if it's suitable for ABC. But if they come out with a gay season, men or women, or, you know, and they, everybody, anybody can be involved. But if they come out with like a queer season, I am into it. I'm just saying, I will get back on the Bachelor and Bachelorette train for that season. And I bet it would be fantastic. I can only hope that people would like fall in love with each other during it and not just the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, whoever it is. So yeah, that's where I stand. Anyway, hopefully you guys are making it through the week really well. Last night, I don't know, I was in a weird off mood, but I played some video games and I journaled and I drank some wine and I felt better. So this is your reminder to take little moments for yourself. I know that I'm definitely on the healthier side of things. I got over the COVID hump. My voice seems to be pretty much getting back to normal. I'm not going to test its endurance super hard or like push myself to the limit yet, but I am feeling much better. So I'm going to dig into some projects that are overdue and get in the groove. And I hope you get in the groove too. You sweet little, ooh, I just want to squish your face. That's the other thing. Like, I know that I'm feeling better because, like, I'm friskier. Everything is a little more sexual to me again. So, feels good to be right in the right mindset, if you will. So, yeah. Happy hump day. Two more days till the weekend, basically, you know. get through tomorrow real quick. Then it's Friday and a hop, skip, and a jump to Fun Town. Look, I never said I was cool, okay? Giant flaming nerd right here. Yeah, that's me. I'm real nerdy. Talk nerdy to me, baby. Thanks. Have such a good hump day. More later. Love you. Bye.